At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
A lot of controversy around Dublin Airport. Residents in Swords and Santry apparently saying that airport users are abandoning their cars in their areas and clogging up already congested roads. Well, our reporter Emma Tyrrell has been speaking to residents of housing estates in Swords to hear what they're dealing with.
Absolute pain in the backside, apart from being dangerous. If you live on these cul-de-sacs here, they're parking on both sides of the road, so you've got to come out into the middle of the road, and if there's somebody coming, you can't see it.
And would you see people coming up, leaving the car there and going off the suitcase?
Yeah, you would, especially here. See this here? Now that's mine. I'm just washing the daughter's car, but basically you could find two or three cars parked there for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? You know the difference, because you know all the neighbours' cars. A lot of us park inside. I'd park here. But yeah, definitely 1,000,000%. Holiday, you know, I'm not saying there's 100 of them, but there could be 5 or 6 in peak summertime, you know. So, but that's not the issue. Is people who are probably working in the pavilions or down the town, they're probably the 95% of the blame, really, you know.
Yeah, so it's not great. We are quite close to the airport, but I mean, it's not far anywhere in Swords to get a taxi from, so it's not really that fair. It's definitely gotten worse in the last few months, probably with everyone flying out. Yeah, it's definitely gotten worse. But the pavilion shopping centre has caused issues since day one.
There's regularly a couple of cars parked in the cul-de-sac, just when you turn left at the end of this road. Along that road there, there's 2 or 3 cars there for maybe a week, maybe a fortnight, and then they're gone.
Yes, people speaking to our reporter Emma Tyrrell. Joe Newman is a councillor from that part of the world in the Swords area. Joe, is this something that you get a lot of feedback on from constituents?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think for the last while, certainly there's been an increase in people commenting to me about the issue. And just today, I just checked with a couple of people that are in the local areas, and yeah, they say they can regularly see people just pulling up, parking, taking their suitcases and going around the car and get the bus or to get maybe a taxi.
And I'm sure on some level it's always been happening. It's getting worse, though. Is that the sense?
Yeah, it is. And well, obviously, there is. The airport and the DAA are, obviously charging extra for people to park up there. They're exorbitant fees for anybody that's going away. And they're hard-pressed enough as opposed to trying to get a two-week holiday and then to pay all the parking fees on top of that. So anybody coming from maybe a little bit of fire will actually just park in the estates, and that's going to just continue as, DAA and Dublin Airport grows to accommodate 40 million passengers. So I'd have concerns for the future that it just keep getting worse, yeah.
Yeah, I bumped into a neighbour of mine at home in Kilkenny last night, and he's travelling to the Canaries, I think, next week, and £150 is what they've been charged to park in Dublin Airport during their holiday. So it's not cheap, and you can see why people then think, well, with the price of petrol and everything, I'm just going to avoid that £150. I'll pay the €30 taxi fare each way. That's £60 altogether. I'm still up £90 on the end of it, but that leaves your constituents with clogged up roads. I mean, is there an easy solution to this? Maybe there isn't.
Well, there's not an easy one. There are a couple of them. One of them is to provide a proper good rail service, like such as the Metrolink, which has been shelled again, and to make sure we've good transport. Fares and taxis are maybe not the cheapest either, but the taxis have to exist as well. But certainly, I think the DAA should look at their parking charges as such, and maybe revise them and to facilitate. I mean, to go to 40 million passengers without putting in the infrastructure to accommodate, the people that are using the cars to come there and to actually push them out into surrounding the estates for them to park because of the charges, the parking charges. So I think the DAA need to step up and, come up with an initiative to, facilitate our customers.
Yeah, because I assume the problem with maybe imposing steeper parking charges in and around Swords and more double yellow lines and the like, is that, yeah, fewer people from the airport then might park there, but the locals in Swords are going to have to pay an awful lot more then to do their shopping.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt. I mean, the pavilions give 2 hours shopping for people, and that's grand. People come in, do their shopping, they're gone in 2 hours, you know. But it's the employees, you know, as well. We're talking about the likes of the shopping centres. And the employees don't have free parking, and they have to go and they park in people in housing estates. And that's another issue there, you know. But that's not necessarily the DAA.
Mm.
But it does exacerbate the situation by not having reasonable parking for his customers to go away and use in the Dublin airport. But maybe, you know, another solution might be to, you know, start using regional airports a bit more and reduce the traffic into the Dublin airport.
How confident are you, Joe, though, that, I mean, there'd be any sort of resolution to this in the short term? I mean, when you talk about improving the public transport links to the rail links, as you said yourself, we're talking about that for 20 years. We'll probably be talking about it for at least another 10 before it's there. I mean, people in your neck of the woods, I mean, I hate to say it, they're probably going to have to get used to a bit of this, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been voices on them, and there's nothing you can do about it. But, I mean, I lay the blame, a lot of it, you know, apart from the local stuff, but from the DAA point of view, I lay the blame on the DAA with this, you know, I mean, unrestricted growth to the 40 million and not really considering how people are coming and getting out of the airport. And they're putting in their toll bits now to charge people for dropping off. And the people lay in the Swords area have enough to do with putting up with pollution, noise pollution, and everything else, and they're penalised by having to pay to drop off. So, you know, they're not really engaged in and considerate of their customers. So I think it's bad customer service.
Yeah, but as I say, I'm not sure what the resolution is. Though, listen, Owen Corry is with us as well, the editor of Air and Travel magazine. Owen, I want to talk to you less about parking and more about refunds, actually, because a few weeks ago when the airport was in utter chaos with all of the queuing, people would have missed flights, and people will remember there was an offer of refunds, limited refunds, from the DAA. Could you just remind us what the actual offer was before we talk numbers?
Just on parking first, a lot of the spaces that have gone since.
I tell you what, I'm just going to cut across you there, Owen, because we lost the connection, and we're going to get a better connection to you. While we get that better connection, I just remind people of a story we are going to be covering in a few minutes' time, because I see it rolling across the ticker in front of me, the breaking news this afternoon. It's from the United States, the Supreme Court in a 6-3 ruling, powered by its conservative majority, upheld a Republican-backed law banning abortion, so essentially overturning Roe versus Wade. Like I say, we're going to come back to that in a few minutes' time, but Owen is back on the line, a better line. Owen, apologies. You wanted to comment on parking first and foremost.
If you can hear me, yes. A lot will be solved when we get the 6,500 missing car park spaces, the ones we lost during COVID, back. They're privately owned. They used to be Quick Park out in Santry. They won't be back for this summer, but they will be back for summer 2023, because that space will be coming to market probably around December. It will clear what is a huge problem, looming problem for July and August, that spaces are booked out in the long-term car parks in Dublin Airport. Everyone in Dublin Airport telling people to try and use alternative transport. But as your contributor said, the options on that are a bit limited.
Yeah. Yeah, please use the metro to get out to Dublin Airport. Don't take your car.
We're the only city without a metro, only capital city in Europe without a metro to the airport. The requests, the refunds that you allure to there, it's three weeks now since that terrible Sunday when so many people missed their flights, and a lot of figures floating around, 1,500 people missed their flights, 2,000 missed their flights. The Dublin Airport have got 700 requests for refunds. What they said was, send us your expenses, not just the flight that you missed, if it had to be rebooked, but also, you know, what were reasonable expenses. There isn't a precedent for this. There isn't the same sort of consumer legislation in place, which is very firm, that we have when airlines cause problems for people. When the airport causes the problem, don't have the same legal cover. But they said they will scrutinise the expenses that are sent in, but they won't be adversarial about it, whatever that means. They're going to make reasonable allowances. If something looks clearly like it's made up, they won't be paying it. But they've got 700. The first of those was paid Friday of last week, Friday 10 days ago now, 14 days ago now, and they are going through them. And it is a little bit lower than the numbers that were expected at the time.
Okay.
And it won't be, it doesn't look like it would be hugely costly for the airport, considering all the other problems that they have.
So what are the numbers? How many people are expected to qualify?
I would be surprised if they get more than this they have at the moment. They have 700 applications in, which is less than half the number that were talked about having missed the flight.
And
there is a facility on the website to put in your detail, the flight and what sort of expenses were lost. That would include, you know, things like hotels have been mentioned, things like concert tickets have been mentioned. There is also an important proviso here that to legally qualify for a refund, you must have been following the Dublin Airport advice. If you're arriving later than the advised time of 2.5 hours for prior to a short-haul flight and 3.5 prior to a long-haul flight, obviously they would likely be questioning that. But that's really up to Dublin Airport Authority, their legal people, their financial people, because there isn't a precedent for this. There isn't the same hardened, set-in-stone legislation that you had for airlines under the famous EU 2004-261.
And listen, before I let you go, Donal, how has the airport been handling passenger numbers over the last couple of days and weeks?
A very important weekend. It was a good day today. Terminal 1 had problems yesterday. Terminal 2 had problems earlier in the week. A little bit unpredictable. But the numbers on Sunday are going to be the peak for the year. It's going to be close to 110,000, very close to 110,000 going to the airport again on Monday. That's both directions, so 55,000 about outbound. The busiest day in the airport.
All right, we've lost Owen again, but as he said, listen, there's a few pinch points, it sounds like, but by and large, things going well. Very important weekend, though, ahead, because almost all the schools finish today. Some of the primary schools going into early next week, but I know, and I'm sure you do know, a few parents maybe who are pulling the kids out, given it's only a couple of days, not a whole lot of work done. Owen, we appreciate your time. Owen Corry is the editor of Air and Travel magazine, and Joe Newman is a councillor based in Swords in North County Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.